Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
When we say jousting, do you think Renaissance fair? Or maybe that climactic scene from the 2001 film A Knight's Tale, in which Heath Ledger shouts out his character's name as he goes into combat. Or maybe you think of a guy named Eric, sent flying off his horse recently as he was hit by his opponent's lance square in the metal plate of his full suit of armor in what, in jousting, is called a pass. Ouch. There are about 200 jousters today around the world, most of them in Europe, where jousting is a gentleman's sport. The lances have balsa tips, the accent is on historical accuracy. But in the U.S., professional, full-contact jousting is the new extreme sport, or at least the 30 or so competitors hope it will be. They spend hours training. They spend more money than they make, hauling horses and equipment across the country for shows like the UJC, or Ultimate Jousting Championship, in which grown men in heavy metal charge at each other down a 180-foot lane called a list, aiming those heavy, solid wooden lances at opponents' grand guards or breastplates, racking up points for hits, and racking up injuries.
Last year I almost died. I ended up with a pulmonary embolism from a bruised heart and a bruised vein where my horse had stumbled, and I actually took a lance under the arm. It hit me in the body and missed the armor. So that one will get your attention.
That's Charlie Andrews, head of a crew of jousters called Knights of Mayhem. He's also the UJC champion featured in a new show on the National Geographic Channel and joins us from KUER in Salt Lake City, Utah. Charlie, welcome.
Oh, well, thank you for having me.
Tell us where this came from. Was it a love of Renaissance fairs, you know, the whole Mead Cup and catapults and that whole thing and history? Was it that?
Yeah, not really. I love riding horses, and I've been riding them my whole life and training them, and I love hitting guys. So when I got the chance to put them both together, there I went off professional jousting.
And tell us more about it. I mean, you know, you're on these horses in the competition. Well, a match consists of four different passes as men on horses pass by each other. We know what it looks like. We can kind of imagine that.
Sure.
But tell us more about what you're wearing, what these lances are made from.
First off, we're on 2,000-pound war horses. They can run about 15, 20 miles an hour. And we're in anywhere from 100 to 140 pounds of armor, full plate armor.
Yep.
And the lances are 11 feet long. They're solid hemlock or Douglas fir. And we have what's called a van plate, which protects your hand, and a grapper that screws into the handle. That grapper locks into the arete, which is a small metal piece that you'll see bolted to the breastplate of the knight on the right-hand side.
Yep.
So you take that grapper, you lock it into that arete, and that's where the laws of physics take over and you get the violent collision when we hit.
And, you know, we see it in the film. Let's listen again, another scene in which you are charging at a kind of a newcomer to the sport in a competition. We just hear the horses and we hear the collision. Let's just listen.
Heads, come about! That's 10 points for Charlie!
How do you absorb it when someone hits you? What does that feel like?
Feels like a 20-mile-an-hour head-on collision with another car and you don't have your seatbelt on.
Yeah, it would seem so.
That's what it feels like.
Well, and I guess it's the same question you'd ask a boxer, you know, or, any kind of fighter. Why do it? Knowing that there's no way you're going to get out of a match without getting hit at least once, you know.
Well, it's like we always say, you're going to get hurt. The only question is when and how bad.
Right. And so, again, why do it? What's the thrill?
That is a fantastic question. I guess for love of the game, I guess some people you do a radio show,
yeah, but nobody...
I smash people with a lance.
But my hits aren't physical.
Some people like checkers, some people like to fight, some guys like to get in there and punch that other guy in the face. Yeah. Some people get out there because They want to just buck the tiger and see if they can face their fear. And you know, they're scared to death every time they run down the list, no matter what. But they still get out there and do it because for them, that's accomplishing something, you know. I'm sure there's people that do it for just the romance of it. I'm sure there's people who do it because, oh, it looks like fun. I think everybody has their own reason for getting in armor and getting on the horse.
Yeah.
I love going out there and jousting. I don't care if I get hit. I don't care if I get knocked off. I always want to get back on. I always want one more pass.
Do you worry, Charlie, about some of the reasons someone might get into jousting? I want to play another little scene from the National Geographic show, Knights of Mayhem, in which we meet one of the jousters that you're training. It's a late night scene. He apparently has got shared custody with a small child, and he makes a call to her and then explains why he's in jousting. Let's listen.
All right, sweetie, I love you.
Love you, too.
All right, you mean everything to me. I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
I put everything on the line to provide a better life for myself and my daughter, Jaden. I have to succeed. There's no option for failure.
Do you worry about, you know, some of the people who are getting into it, who have these responsibilities and may not understand how rough it is, or is that going to be his problem?
You know, the compassionate side of me would say, sure, I'm worried about it and I feel bad, but, you know, the reality is you got to fork your own bronks.
Fork your own bronks.
Got to feed your own horses, man. So if you decide to get in and do it, then that's on you.
Well, and you have made it. You, as we said, are the champion. You've won a UJC championship, but this takes its toll. You know, you have to travel the country, help organize some of these events. And you said last year that 2010 would have to be the year jousting made the leap from Renaissance Fair to big arena. You say, I've got from last January till this January, because you can only do something like this for so long. So what are you thinking? You got 1 month till the end of that pledge.
I'm thinking I did it. I've signed a deal with Fox. They're going to produce my next tournament. It'll air on the Fuel Network, and we're going to put that on sometime in February down in Austin, Texas.
Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you. Now, one thing I want to be clear about, though, because I get a lot of hate mail from other jousters and the people in the community of jousting and everything else. You know, I never pretended that I invented jousting. There's been a lot of guys that have worked really hard to put this sport on the map, and I was fortunate enough to be the guy that, you know, got a TV show and was able to take jousting to another level.
Well, and as you said, though, this is something you can only do for so long. So, you know, are you going to, I mean, what happens if it does become that big arena sport, but you're not champion? Is that okay with you?
No.
Why did I think that would be your answer?
One thing that really irritates people is they don't like it if you say, you know, I'm going to be the champion, I'm staying the champion, and you'll have it when you pry it from my cold, dead fingers. But, you know, I think that's what separates the champion from everybody else, is the champ really believes that. And I don't know why some people get so annoyed by that, but, you know, maybe that's why they're still sitting on their couch watching it and not out there doing it.
This is Charlie Andrews, world champion professional jouster and the founder of the Knights of Mayhem. The TV show The Knights of Mayhem airs on the National Geographic Channel. For more, just go to herenow.org. Charlie Andrews, thanks so much.
Thank you.